Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Gimel in Maseches Chagiga. It is the 789th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph discussing the Rakia, as of course mentioned in previous daf Yomi Shiurim, as we even see in the Mishnah itself. These concepts are a little bit beyond, or a lot of beyond, our particular comprehension, yet at the same time Ravina Ravashi decided that it should be put down into the Gemara, so of course we will discuss. And we will also discuss some things about the celestial beings, the Chayos and the Ofanim in the Rakia, and so on and so forth. We will then go on to discuss learning Maisa Berkava, that we're learned in the Mishnah that we don't learn Maisa Berkava B'Yachid, even though Maisa Berkava is mentioned in Yecheskel, and the Gemara will tell us a little bit how we're supposed to learn Sefer Yecheskel. Also, Gemara will bring up a very important discussion, that is the prohibition of teaching Gentiles Torah. Then our Gemara will discuss the Chashmal that's described in Sefer Yecheskel, which we don't understand, of course, exactly what that Chashmal is, and the Gemara will, of course, allude to that mystery. The Gemara will also compare the Nevi'ahs of Yecheskel to the Nevi'ah of Yeshayahu, where the Gemara will evoke the famous expression Kol Shira Yecheskel Ra Yeshaya, and that Yecheskel is Domel ben Kfar, a villager, Shira Es HaMelech, and Yeshayahu is Domel ben Krach, Shira Es HaMelech. And finally, the Gemara will conclude, the Daf will conclude, discussing more of the celestial beings, the Knafayim, in Yecheskel's Nevuas. I definitely cannot promise that we're going to understand that much more even after we do the daf, but at the same time, we'll have been zelcha to have seen the basics in Torah Shebaal Peh on the Nevuos of Maisa Merkava. Va'omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, we pick up on the first line, Gimel Amud Aleph, Od Rakia Echad Yesh Lamala Mirashi Achayos. There is a Rakia, part of heaven, that is above the heads of the Chayos, the celestial beings that are called the Chayos, the Chsiv. As the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, in Yecheskel Alfu, Dmus al Roshi, Hachaya Rakia, Ke'ein, Hakerach HaNoira. And above the head of the Chaya was this thing that was called, that is referred to as a Kerach, which was a slice of the Rakia above it. Adkan, the Gemara adds, up until this point, Yesh Lecha Rishus L'daber, you're allowed to expound on those Psukim. Mikan ve'elach, but above that area of the Rakia, of the Chay, which is above the head of the Chaya, in l'chosh reshus l'daber. Shekan kosov b'sefer ben Sira, because in a sefer of ben Sira, which we'll explain about in a moment, b'mufla mimcha, those that are too wondrous for you, al tidrosh, don't darshin, b'mimchusa b'mimcha al tachkar, and don't try to look into those things that are covered, b'mayshu reshpeisa, his bone, that which is permitted to you, think about, ve'ein lecha esek b'nistaros, and you shouldn't get involved in the nistaros. And of course, we had this just in this week's parasha, just this past Shabbos, ha'nistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu l'vanenu l'ad olam. And so Ben Sira repeats that teaching. Ben Sira lived during the period Chazal were in Bavel, and he wrote Sefer Mishalim and Musar. The Gemara brings down Ben Sira in a few places. We're going to have him again later on in our Masechta on Daf Tezayin. Sometimes the Gemara even refers to it in Bava Kama, and Sadi Beis refers to it in Ksuvim. However, in Sanhedrin, Rav Yosef on Kufa Mebeis says that you're not allowed to learn from Ben Sira because as Divrei Hevel. Ben Sira makes references to certain values and messages that Chazal had said in that period of time. Tanya, the Gemara continues 10 lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Machu veheshivosa bas kol loisa rosha, bishosha amar, there was a rosha who said, Ela albamosei avadam leelyon, that there's a rosha who says, I'm going to fly up to heavens and kaviyachol be like God. Who is that osa rosha? That is the Pasuk in Shayo is referring to Nebuchadnezzar Belach Bavel. So Yatzisa Baskol Vamra Loi. Nebuchadnezzar in his haughtiness said that he could go up all the way up to God. And the Baskol came out and said, Rasha ben Rasha, ben Beno shall Nimrod a Rasha. You're a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, descendant of Nimrod. Shehimrid, what's the explanation for his name? Nimrod. Shehimrid kol olam kula olav b'malchuso. He caused the entire world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Nebuchadnezzar, Kamish noso shalot m'shivim shana. The average person lives 70 years. Shenemri yimei shnosav. Bahem shivim shana v'im gvuras nif. They're really strong shmonim shana. V'alol min haaretz adurakiya. Mahalei chamesh meoshana, and the distance from the earth to the Rakia is a 500-year distance. Va'ov yovshel Rakia, and the thickness of the Rakia, mahalei chamesh meoshana, is another 500 years distance. Chayim ben kol Rakia, Rakila malamihen chayoyis hakodesh, and above every Rakia, above the Rakia, is chayos hakodesh. Raglov hachayos, and the legs of the chayos keneged kulam, is equal to the distance of all the Rakiyim combined. So just the leg of it. Shel Karsule Achayos. And then when you reach the Karsule, now the Karsule is what joins the foot to what we're about to get to, the Shok. The Shok is going to be the lower part of the leg. That's equal to all the Rakiyah. Shoke Shel Achayos. The Shok of the Chaya Kenege Kula corresponds also, is the amount of length of all the Rakia combined. Rechuvei, then the, what we call the Yerech, so then, that's next to Shok, Hachayos, Kenega Kulon, that also corresponds. Gufei Achayos, the body of the Chayos itself, Kenega Kulon, also corresponds to all the Rakia. Savarei Achayos, the neck of the Chayos, Kenega Kulon, that also corresponds to all the Rakia. So it's many, many of the Rakias multiplied over that span the body of the Chayos. Rashi Achayos, the head of the Chayos, Keneg Kulam, is also all the Rakias. Karni Achayos, Keneg Kula. Lemala, Mayan, above that, Kisei Kavod, that's the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ragli, Kisei Kavod, Keneg Kulam, that even the legs correspond to the amount of distance of all the Rakia. Kisei Kavod, Keneg Kulam. Melech, Kel, Chay, Vekayim, Ram, Venisa, Shoichen, Aleim, the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, resides above them. Va'ata Marta, and you, silly Nebuchadnezzar, are going to say, El Abama Seyav, Adoma Le'elyon, you're ridiculous. Ach El Shol Turad, El Yarkis Sebar. As far as you get is going to be a big deep pit. Now, you're not going to get very far at all. Was that that deep pit? The grave. The Gemara continues after this very, very strong Moser to Nebuchadnezzar. V'loy b'mer kava yachid, you're not allowed to learn the Maisa Merkava, even alone, Tan Rebbe Chiyavu, Maisron Loi Roshay Prakim. But a Rebbe is allowed to teach the basic, the introductions to each parak. Am Rebbe Zeru, E Maisron Roshay Prakim, but you only give over the Roshay Prakim, Elo La'av Bezdin, only to Av Bezdin, Chom Misha Liboy Doig Bekirboy. And whoever has a Pachad, Rashi says, does not engage in light behavior. Ikad Amri's other teach, Vahush, the Liboy Doig Bekirboy, if he's an Av Bezdin, who is Libo Doig Bekirbo, he takes matters seriously, only he you could teach. Amar Biami, Amos and Sisrei Torah, Lemishi Eshmo Chamisha Dvarim. You only give over the secrets of Torah. Rashi tells us that that refers to Maisa Mekova, Sefer Yetzirah, and Maisa Bereshis. Rashi adds something else, and he says this is a Brisa. That these are found, it seems from Rashi, in some long-lost Brisa, but they need these five characteristics. They need, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayo, Sar Chamishim Unusafonim V'yoyetz V'chacham Charoshim Unuvon Lachash. And the Gemara will elaborate on Daf Yudalit Amar Aleph what these five characteristics are. V'omer Rabbi Yami, Emos and Divrei Torah La'akum. You shouldn't teach Torah, give over Torah literally to a goy. Shnemar, loy asachen lechol goy mishpatim bal yidaum. The mishpatim they don't know, and therefore we're not supposed to give it to them. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara gives us a story about the Maaseh Merkava. The Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, Ta agmarach the Maaseh Merkava. Come and I'll teach you Maaseh Merkava. Amar le Rabbi Lazar said to Rabbi Yochanan, loy kashay. I'm already someone who's old. Excuse me, I am not old enough. And Rashi says, therefore I don't have a libo doeg. My heart isn't constantly worrying. therefore I'm not ready to learn it. Kikosh, when he did get old, when Rabbi Elazar did get old, then nach nafshe de Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan died. Amale Ravasi tov agmaroch maisim akava. I'll teach you maisim akava. Amale. So Rabbi Elazar responded, Izakoi, if I would have been someone who would merit learning it, gamirta me Rabbi Yochanan rabcha. I would have learned it from Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe. So, since I didn't learn it from your Rebbe, says Rabbi Elazar to Ravasi, I'm not going to learn it from you as well. Rav Yosef have a gam maisa merkava. Rav Yosef did learn the maisa merkava. Savi de Pumbedisa, the old zakenim of Pumbedisa, have a tani maisa bereshis. They did learn maisa bereshis. Amrulei. So the elders of Pumbedisa said to Rav Yosef, Ligmar lon maisa bereshis. Ligmar lon maisa merkava. Why don't you teach us maisa merkava? Amrulehu, I'm going to learn maisa bereshis. And he said, okay, and you teach me Maisa Bereshis. Basar da Agmarun. After the elders of Pupadisa taught him Maisa Bereshis, Amrulay, they said to him, now it's our turn. Ligmar and Mar Maisa Merkava. You teach us Maisa Merkava. Amrulu, he said to them, Tanina Behu, Dvash Vicholav Tachas Lishonech. What does that mean? The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim? Dvarim HaMesukin Midvash Vicholav Ye Tachas Lishonech. Those things that are sweet should be under your tongue, and not to teach to others. It's a little funny that Rav Yosef pulled a fast one on them. He learned from them, but he didn't teach to others because of Dvash V'cholav Tachas L'shonech. Rabbi Yevahu Amar Mehacha. This idea is learned from another pasuk. Kvasim Luvushecho Mechir Sada Atudim. Literally, the pasuk means, may the wool of lambs be your coats. However, here Chazal Darshan, Dvarim Shein Kivshono Shalolam. Rashi explains, Kivshono means the secrets of the world. Rashi brings rayas that we see, Bahadi Kivshid Rahman Olamalach, is an expression in Brachos. That should be, you Tachas Levushecha, should be under your garments. In other words, you shouldn't reveal them. Amrulei, Kina Pubdisa said to Rabbi Yosef, Tininenbu, Adva Yomer Lov Ben Adam. We learned already up until the second Perek. Amalu, if that's so, says Rav Yosef, hein, Maisa Merkava. That is the Maisa Merkava, because that has two psukim that the Gemara is about to discuss about the Chashmal. The Pasuk says, in Pasuk of Zayin in Yecheskel, Ve'era kein Chashmal kemar eish beis los aviv mimare masnav. And that already, says Rav Yosef, qualifies as Maisa Merkava. Meisive, Gemara asks the following question. If Rav Yosef is right, Ad Hecha Maiser Mekava, there were two suggestions. Rebbe Omer, Ad Ve'era Basra, until the second Ve'era, including first 27 Psukim of Yecheskel, up until Ve'era Kein Chashmal, the Pasuk that we read just a moment ago. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, Ad HaChashmal. Rebbe Yitzchak says it comes up to Chashmal, which is the Pasuk of Ve'era Kein Chashmal, but including Ve'era Chashmal. What do we see? That both of these opinions don't feel that Pasuk, the entire Pasuk, qualifies as Maisa Merkava, not like Rav Yosef. Answers the Gemara, no, you got it backwards. Ad Ve'era Migamrinon. Until Ve'era is not a problem, that you could learn. That's what Rebbe and Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say. Mikan Ve'elech, from either Ve'era Basra or from the word Chashmal, so then Masrin Rashi Prakim. Then you could only teach Rashi Prakim. Ikadamri, others say, Ad Ve'era Masrin Rashi Prakim. From the beginning of Cheskel until Ve'era, you give all Rashi Prakim. Mikan Ve'elech, Imu Chachim, Mevim Midaitoi, In Iloi Loi. And if he's a Chachim and can figure out his own, fine, otherwise not. Now the implication of the above discussion is that the words Ve'era Ad Chashmal is not going to be a problem according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Asks the Gemara, Umi Darshin B'Chashmal, can one darshan the pasuk of Chashmal and Yecheskel? La yunuka to darsh b'chashmal. There was a child that expounded on it. V'nafik nura v'achalte and was consumed by fire. As is the Gemara, shani yunuka to la mati zimna. The child is too young, but an adult will be able to darshan up until ve'irat Chashmal. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda taught brum zachar oisish l'toif. We should remember this person as doing something for good. V'chananya ben chizkiyah shemot. and he was called Chanan Mechizkel. Malihu, if not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel would have been put away in Geniza, and we would not have had it. Shayudvarav Seisun Divrei Torah, because Sefer Yecheskel appeared to contradict words of Torah. Rashi explains that there are things of the Karbanos and the Avoda that contradict the description of the Avoda in the Torah Kedosha. Ma'asa, what did Shadayu Rechizkiah do? Hello, Gimel Meos Garbe Shemin. He took up 3 barrels of wine, V'yosher Bali of Adarshu, and he sat in the cellar and worked on showing why they're not contradictions. There was a child, Shayikar Beis Rabboi, the Sefer Yecheskel, he was learning in his Rebbe's house, Sefer Yecheskel, volume Avim B'chashmal, and he understood the concept of Chashmal, the Yotze Eish Chashmal V'sar Fasai, and a fire of Chashmal came and burnt him. U'bikshol Lignas Sefer Yecheskel, and therefore people wanted to put Sefer Yecheskel in Geniza. Amalem Chananya Ben Chizki Imze Chacham, just because this child is Chacham, Hakol Chacham Meim, are all children so wise that you have to worry about the destroying them? You don't have to worry. Says the Gemara, my chashmal, what is chashmal? Amar of Yehuda, chayos eish memalos. They are chayos, that fire comes out when they speak. B'masnisatan, in a brisa they taught, itim chashos, there are times that they're silent, v'itim malos, and there are times that they speak. Shosh adibu yoytzim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, then these chayos are quiet, chashos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not speaking, so then they are. We learn in Yecheskel, v'achayos rotzo v'shov. Chayos go up and down. Kemare ha-bozek, like a bozek. My rotzo v'shov. Omer of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explains what it means, back and forth. Ka'ur ha-yotzi mipi ha-kivshon, like fire that jumps out of the oven and goes right back. Bali Machshava speak about the idea that the angels are really stagnant. They stay in one place. In contrast to people that are growing and go up and down, the Malachim do jump up heights, but they always end up, Ratzui Veshav, they always end up in the same place. Mai Kemari Abazek, Om Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Ka'or Hayoitzi, Hayoitzi Mibain HaChasim, like a flame that go out from an earthen utensil that has gold inside, and it comes out with very different colors. We continue to discuss the pasuk in Yecheskel. Ve'era, Yecheskel describes the pasuk Dalad v'hinei ruach sa'ara ba min hatzafon. There was a wind coming from the north, from Bavel. Anan gadol ve'esh mislakachas ve'noigeloi saviv, and it surrounded mitoicha kein chashmal mitoicha esh, and inside the cloud was like chashmal from a fire. Where did this wind go? Amar Yehuda, Marav, he taught Shalach lichvosh es kol olam kula. It was a wind that went to conquer the entire world. Hachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia, that the world should be entirely ruled by Nebuchadnezzar. V'kol kach lama, and why did Nebuchadnezzar merit to have this opportunity to rule over the entire world? Shelo yomru umos olam, that the nations of the world shouldn't say, that Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed his nation to be denigrated, to be subjugated to such a low nation like the Babylonians. And therefore, the entire world was also put into that position. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Mi garam li sheyashamish lo'ovdei tilim?" Who caused me that the entire world should be in servitude to this idol worshipper, Nebuchadnezzar? Avoner sayin shel Yisrael hein garmali. It's the sins of Klal Yisrael that caused me to do this. Ve'era, going back into Yecheskel, ve'era hachayos v'hine, I saw these chayos, v'hine ofan, and the ofan is a malach, echad be'eretz eitzel hachayos. There was one of them that was on the ground, as well as next to the chayos. Amar Belozer, how is it possible that it's both, that it's on the ground, yet next to the chayos? We learned on Amud Aleph that the chayos were really high up. Is such a thing that exists? In a brisa we learn Snapad Sanadlin. Snadlifon. Snadlifon Shmo. His name was Snadlifon Hagavol Mechavero. He was higher than his friends, Mahale Chamesh Meos, so a distance of time travel of 500 years. Va'oy made Acharim Merkava, and he stood behind the Merkava. V'koysher Ksarim L'koynei, and he ties crowns for his creator. Eini, asked the Mar, V'hak Siv, but don't we learn a Pasuch, Baruch Kvoid Hashem in Mekoymai, Michlal de Mekoymai Lekot Yadala, how could you say that this Malach stands behind the Merkava and ties crowns, but don't we say that bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his place, that we don't know exactly where he is? Leka diyadalei, no one knows where he is. Gemara says, you're right. He doesn't stand me'achorei ha'merkava mamish. What does it mean that he ties the crowns? The Omar, Shem Atana, he says a Shem HaMeforish on the Keser, va'azal yaseh bereisha, and the crown then goes on its own to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he doesn't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because as the Pasuk describes, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Im Koimet. Amar Rava. Rava says something else interesting about the Re'i of Yecheskel HaNavi. Kol Shura Yecheskel Ra Yishaya. Anything that Yecheskel saw, Yishaya Navi also saw. Lama Yecheskel Dome. The visions of Yecheskel are Dome Ven Kfar Shura Samelech. A villager who sees the king, who doesn't, it's not often that he's able to see the king. V'lema Yishayo daima, and Yishayo is daima leben krach, a city person, Shiras HaMelech, that sees the king more often. In other words, Yishayo was more familiar and more comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a city person seeing a king, as opposed to Yecheskel is like a village person. Rashi explains that this is why in Yishayo, he doesn't elaborate, even though he says, V'ares Hashem Yoshev al Kisei Ram Venisa, pretty awesome stuff. Yishayo never spells it out because he wasn't as amazed as Yecheskel was, and Yecheskel therefore recorded it. Fascinating Gemara. Amrei Shlakish, Mai Dichsiv, what does it mean behind the Pasuk that we say by Az Yashir? Shiru Hashem Ki Goy Ga'a, I will sing to Hashem. Shiru Lemi, Shemizgoa al Gein, I will sing to the one who is above all. The Omar Mar, because Mar taught, Melech Shebechayos Ari. The Melech of the animals is the lion. Melech Shebehemos, short. The king of domesticated animals is an ox. Melech Shebeofos, the king of the birds, Nesher, is the eagle. Va'adam Iskayalein, and man is above him and boasts above him. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu Miskayal Kulon. Va'kol Ulam Kulay Kosov Echad Omer, and on the entire world, the Pasuk says, excuse me, V'alkol olam kulo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miskal on man and the entire world. Period. Kosav Echad, one Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, Oimer Udmus Pneyem, the appearance of the face of the Chayos, Pnei Adam appeared like a person. Upnei Aryeh, and like a lion. El Hayimin. So the appearance like a lion was on the right side of the one that appeared like a person. So one of them appeared like a person. On its right was that which was like a lion. Larbasan, the Pasuk says, Ufnei Nesha Larbasan, is also the face of an eagle. So that's one Pasuk. That it, on the Chayos they had the face of a person, a lion, as well as an ox. The Gemara here didn't make mention to it, but an ox and an eagle. Uksiv, but there's another Pasuk. One appeared like the kruvim, upnei asheni pnei adam, one like a person, v'shlishi pnei arvevi pnei nesher. But a ox is not mentioned over there. V'ilushar like a chashiv. Amrei Shlakish Yecheskel bigesh alav rachmim v'hafcha lekruv. Yecheskel asked that it be turned from a shar to a kruv. Amar lefan Rabban Shalom. He said, Rabban Shalom, I don't want the ox because it's reminiscent of the eagle. Kategor yaser snegar. I don't want the prosecutor, in other words, the ox, which reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the eagle, to become part of the defense attorney of the chayos. Of course, we have this exact expression in Maseches Rosh Hashanah of why a shofar shel parah is going to be posel on Rosh Hashanah, which we're marching towards. My kruv, what exactly is a kruv? Amar Rabbi Abba Kravya. the face of a child. Shekem Bava Karinuka Ravya, because they used to call a young child a Ravya, hence Kravya. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abai El Me'ata, if that would be so, if the above pshat is correct, that the shor became a kruv, d'chsiv, the pasuk says, Pnei Echa, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Hasheni, Pnei Adam, Hashishi, Pnei Ari, Vavir, Pnei Nesher, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Adam. Then you're going to turn the Kruv and the Adam into the same thing, because isn't the child the same face as an adult? Answers the Gemara, Api Rav Ravi Va'api Zutri. No, one is the face of an older one, and one is the face of a younger one. In other words, two totally different faces. Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, the Torah in Yecheskel describes, Srafim Oimdim Imaloi, Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. The Gemara asks another potential steward between the Pesukim and Yecheskel. Kosov Echad Oimer, Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. One pasuk seems to say that each Chaya had six wings. Kosov Echad Oimer, V'arba Ponim, L'achas, V'arba Knafayim Le'achas Lem. Seems to say it only has four wings. Like Hashem says, Gemara, it's no contradiction. Kam bezman shebeisam migdash kayim. Kam bezman shebeisam migdash kayim. Kaviyochol shenispatu kanfei hachayos. That when the Beis HaMikdash was no longer standing in the time of Yecheskel, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu him took out some of the power and the glory of his celestial chariot, which included making less wings for the chayos. Asked Mar Haimin Ayumot, which part of the six wings, which ones of the six wings did he make, did he remove? Osin Shama Shira Behen. The ones that sing for Ksiv Hacha, because it says, Ubishtaim Yofeif, Vikarazel Zev Yomar, that in Yeshayo it describes the two of that fly, and it says, Vikarazel Zev Yomar, Kadosh Kadosh Hashem. Uksiv, yet in Mishle it says, Hasof Einech Aboy Veinenu, that the ones that flew are gone, the ones that sing are gone. Rabban and Amri, Rabban have a different take of which of the wings disappeared. Oysen Shemachasben Ragleim, the ones that covered the leg area. Shnem of Ragleim, Regel Yeshara. Pasuk in Yecheskel says they were straight. V'chaf Ragleim, V'chaf Regel Egla. V'ilavdi Mayit, and if they had not been shortened, Minoav Yoda, how did Yecheskel know how the legs looked? It must be that he was able to know how the legs appeared because the wings no longer cover the legs. Dila Temach, because before that, asks the Gemara, Dilma di Gloi v'chazilei. Maybe, no, the reason why Yecheskel saw it was because that part became revealed. Dila Temach, yes, it could very well be that the area of the legs have been revealed, but not because the wings have removed. Because if you don't say this, Udmus Pnei Pnei Adam, Hachinami Demait, the part of the wings that covered the face, how did Yecheskel know that the face appeared like a person? Must be that it became revealed. Because if you're going to say that any time Yecheskel saw something, the wings that originally covered them were removed, so then you would have to say the wings that cover the face were also removed. El digloi v'chazilei. Hachanami digloi v'chazilei. So you have to say that those wings were revealed. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashan, that's not a strong right. Bishlei ma'apei. When it comes to face, arach arul gluye kamei rabbe. It's normal for the subservient one to reveal his face to his master, in this case, the ofanim, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kare, but the legs, lava rachare leglui kamei rabbe, it's not the normal manner. Hence, the Gemara says it might still be a strong proof that it was the wings that cover the legs that were revealed. Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, in Daniel, elef alfin yisham shemune viribay rivayin kodman yikuman. There was a river of fire that comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thousands serve in front of him. And the number of elef alfin of thousands are given. Yet it also says, in Iov, Kosov Echad Omer Hayesh Mispar L'Gdudav, is there a number to the legions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Loikasha, the Gemara mentions this contradiction because of the same Yisod that we learned above. Kam bezman shebeis hamigdash kayim, kam bezman shein beis hamigdash kayim. Kaviyochol shenismayato pamal yoshel malo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's escort and his kingdom was diminished, what was referred to in Kabbalah as Shchinta Begelusa, that Kodesh Baruch Hu also went into Golus as well, and his kingdom, his glorious kingdom, he minimized as well. Tanya Rebbe Yomer Mishum Abba Yosi Ben Doisa Elif Alfin Yisham Shemuni Mispar Gedud Echad Ule Gedudav Ein Mispar. The description in Daniel's Gedud Echad is one battalion, but Gedudav Ein Mispar, there are many, many more battalions. Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah gives another teretz, Elif Alfin Yisham Shemuni Lenahar Dinar. That's referring just to Nahar Dinar Shenemar, as the pasuk there in Daniel says, Nahar Dinar Neged Finafik Min Kadmai Elif Alfin Yisham Shemuni Rivan Kadmai Yikuman. Gemara now talks a little bit more about Nahar Dinar. Mehecha Nafik, where does Nahar Dinar go out from? Mize Asan Shel Chayos, from the sweat of the Chayos. Lehechon Shafik, and what is it empty into? Amar Rav Zutar Bar Tuvi, Amar Rav, Al Roish HaRishon B'Gehenim, it pours onto the heads of the evil people in Gehenim. Shenemar Hinei Saras Hashem Chem Yotza, Saras Chal Al Roish HaRishon Yachu. Rav Yacha Bar Yankev Oymer, where does it fall into? Al Asher Kumtu, Ulusayif, Loi Nivra'u. Those who were supposed to be created, but were not created. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asher Kumtu V'Loi Eis Nahar Yutzak Yisodam. What exactly is that referring to? Those that were supposed to be created that weren't. Tanya, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Shimon HaChassid, Eilat Shameos Hashim V'Arba Doros, 974 generations, Shekomtu Li Boros, Kodim Shenivra Olam, they were planned to be created before the world was created, V'lo Nivru, and they were not created. And rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shesolam B'chol Dar V'Dar. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted them in every generation, V'hein Ein Azei Aponim Shebedar, and these are the audacious people of the generation. Rashi explains that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Davar Tziva Le'elev Dar, which Chazal understand that really, the Davar Tziva, the Torah, and Kabbalah's HaTorah were supposed to take place after 1,000 generations. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world would not last without Torah, so then he did it after 26 generations. That is, 26 generations from Adam to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Azei Panim Shebedar are those people who weren't created and were put into this new generation. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Chagiga.